Support for WYPR comes from the Park School of Baltimore's Saturday morning Rise and Shine activity sessions for children 3 to 5 years of age. Nature expedition through the Park School woods is April 20th. parkschool.net/shine. We've all heard the story, the dramatic reading of the will that sends shockwaves through the assembled family members. She left what to whom? I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick reviews two new novels about the complications that often come along with an inheritance. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. Black Cake by Charmaine Wilkerson begins on an unnamed Caribbean island in 1965 when a young bride throws herself into the ocean after her much older gangster husband drops dead at their wedding reception. In the next chapter, we leap forward to Southern California in 2018, where recently bereaved Byron and his sister Benny have been called to listen to an audiophile their mother left for them when she died, along with one of her famous rum and port-soaked black cakes, to be eaten, they're told, only when the time is right. Well, the time is not right yet. Estranged for years, the siblings don't even want to stick around long enough to listen to the tape together, but their mother's lawyer insists. There are things your mother wanted you to hear right away, things you need to know. Are there ever? The rest of this novel unfurls over decades and continents, going back and forth between past and present, often in very short chapters. The larger-than-life characters in the past, with their outsized talents and shortcomings, have amazing powers of reinvention. While the characters in the present are all struggling with issues of gender and racial identity, domestic abuse, political consciousness, and climate change. I'd say she got that right. There's lots of buzz about this debut novel, and it's already been optioned by Oprah's Harpo Studios. The 27th of February would have been the 90th birthday of Elizabeth Taylor, and there's a new fictional homage to her red-hot romance with Richard Burton, as well as the major piece of jewelry that came with it. It's called The Liz Taylor Ring, the seventh novel from Brenda Janowitz. As with Janowitz's preceding book, The Grace Kelly Dress, the plot revolves around a family heirloom associated with an iconic movie star. The Liz Taylor ring is, or was, a D-color 11-carat Asher-cut diamond given by the late Richie Schneider to his also-deceased wife, Lizzie, when they got back together after a 9-month separation. Their three children, Addie, Nathan, and Courtney, all agree that the ring is long gone, but they differ on what became of it. Was it stolen out of a hotel safe, gambled away by their dad, dropped into his coffin by their mom, who was not long for this world herself? According to the knowing narrator, none of these stories are true. All of these stories are true. More than one thing can be true at once. Meanwhile, the ring has turned up in a safe deposit box in the Cayman Islands, and each of the siblings is ready to snatch it for their own. As further Schneider family drama unfolds, the homage to Liz Taylor is cleverly woven into every aspect of the plot. As a girl, Lizzie went to sleep dreaming about finding a great love, one like Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton had. When she met Richie Schneider, she immediately knew he was the one, even though she was only 16, and he was secretly dating her sister. Allusions to Taylor's life and loves are revealed chapter by chapter in an appendix, and for other fangirls like herself, Janowitz provides a curated list of all the best books, movies, and TV shows about the star.
The books are Black Cake by Charmaine Wilkerson and The Liz Taylor Ring by Brenda Janowitz. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WYPR.org or on the WYPR app. That's also where you can find hundreds of book recommendations from past episodes of the show, so you'll always have something great to read. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.